Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you had an amazing Easter. I hope you had the opportunity to join in worship with others and also maybe some family time and some yummy food. And those of you who have cuties and littles, maybe some Easter egg hunt. It was so funny because my daughter, my 14-year-old, they had mentioned that at church and she was like, "Oh, I miss the good old days of Easter egg hunts." And I was like, "Well, I could probably put out some plastic eggs for y'all." And she just kind of laughed. And I look forward to sometimes having that opportunity to do it again one day. And I hope you had an awesome one. So I just wanted to share today and talk about surrender and submission, and from hopefully just a very loving way and a supportive way for you. And I don't think I'm going to really tell you anything that you don't already know. However, I just want to encourage you and let you know that it is a process. Before I start the episode, I just wanted to tell you what one of my clients mentioned this week. She said, "I listened to a few podcasts in my car, and it was as if we were driving together and having this conversation. I was emotional, but not because I was sad. I was emotional because everything you said is how I feel." So I just want to encourage you, and that's one of my new clients. We just started a few weeks ago, and she's continuing to listen to the episodes. This is 274, so there's lots for you to listen to and learn from. And at the end of the day, I just want you to know that I see you, and I can relate. And although our stories are not going to be the same, and we don't have the same circumstances, what I do know is it is very scary to address our relationship with alcohol. And we come to that place of knowing it's not serving us anymore and we're over drinking. There's a lot of self-judgment, criticism. There's a lot of fear of who am I anyway, or who could I be without it? What will I do in these situations and those situations? And I just want you to know that you don't have to know any of that yet. And I am here to support you and love you and encourage you all along the way. So if this feels like something, if you're listening to this and you have gotten to know me a little bit through this podcast, what you hear is what you get. I am very real and straightforward. And I also love to create a safe space for you just to be able to come express. So many of you have so much in your mind and in your body and in your heart that you have never told anyone. You've never got it out of your body because of fear of what will they think, or who will I tell, or is it safe, or maybe you did one time and someone betrayed you. I just want you to know that I want to create that safe space for you. And a lot of our journey together on a coaching relationship is expression, but it's also exploring and embodying these new awarenesses that you'll get in the healing that will take place, so that you can really lean back into the woman that God is calling you to be. And I'm here for it, and I'm here to serve you. So if you are curious of what that might look like and want to take the next step, email me, michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Enjoy the episode. Hey sister, are you newly alcohol free, but you've been hanging on for dear life, hoping you don't fall backward? Or maybe you're still stuck in the cycle of overdrinking, even when you told yourself you would stop, waking up each day with thoughts of self-loathing? Is your anxiety through the roof so much that you wake up at 3 a.m. with your heart racing and negative thoughts about yourself? You hide it so well, not many people know. Girl, I get you and I see you. I'm Michelle Porterfield, and for so many years I experienced all of this. Here's the deal, quitting drinking is just the first step. I believe that's why it can be so scary. We know deep down it's more. Once we see what's underneath all the covering up, true freedom is found, and I'm here to help you do just that. So whether you're newly alcohol free or just sober curious, there is freedom on the other side. I can't wait to help you ditch the wine witch, or help you find your mindset breakthrough and reignite your purpose after alcohol. Girlfriend, you are in the right place. Welcome to Set Free Sisterhood. Okay, today I just want to talk about submission and surrender. So just for this moment, when I said that, I thought, I wonder what that's going to bring up in our bodies. Like when you hear the word submit or surrender? What comes up for you? Are you activated? Is there an energy that comes up somewhere in your body? Do you think about it more in relationship to God or what you've heard about submitting to your husband or leadership or authority? Like, what does that do for you or do inside of your body? I just want you to check in. We're not solving anything today. We're not fixing anything. We're not judging anything. I just want you to just check in. So surrender means, when I did some Googling, you know, I like to go and get definitions, and then I just really like to share things from my perspective and my own personal experiences. So surrender is cease resistance to an enemy or opponent and submit to their authority. Or just in general, I don't know that it has to be an enemy or opponent, but in this case, let's just call it alcohol. But we're not submitting to alcohol's authority. We want to submit and surrender to God. Cease resistance. And submit means accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. So I think it's kind of both. I think that in this journey, based on those definitions, we want to cease resistance to our enemy, which is our alcohol, the relationship we have. We got to just cease, surrender that to God, but submit to His will. I really think it's a process that those words go very well together. And I don't know that I've ever really put them together. I've always taught we must surrender and then take action to move forward, because so many times there is this whimsical idea that if you truly just surrender and say, God, help me, then something magical is going to happen. Is God all sovereign and omnipotent, and can He do it all and create miracles? Absolutely. And He requires us to choose. He allows us to choose, really. He allows us to choose Him and to choose our path and to make these choices. And what I believe is, to me, the action step that I've always taught is submission, is part of that action step. So I'm going to surrender. I give up. I see my hands raised in the sky. I give up. I raise my white flag. But then, Lord, I'm going to give it and submit to Your authority and Your will for my life. Okay? And here's what I want you to explore today. And I just want to keep it simple. I want you to explore what that means to you. What does that look like in your own personal life? Do you know? Have you had this experience? Are you doing this now? And if you're not, think to a time in your life when you felt like you were truly surrendering something or some struggle with Him and submitting to His plan for your life. How'd that work for you? Were there doors opened? Was there more clarity? Was there more of this inner knowing to take the next step? Because I believe this is exactly what it takes for you to know what's next. Because a lot of this journey, and the women who listen, they're in a loop. You're in this like loop of doing a lot of things, but then repeating a lot of things, and then really recognizing you're not truly surrendering and submitting. You're taking it back. So I looked up some other things, and really what it shared, this, I said, what does it mean to submit to God? And the answer was, submission to God's will could be a broad category that would include obedience to His written word, but particularly a daily walk before the Lord where we lay our requests, our desires, and our prayers before Him, and then actively submit to His sovereign will as it plays out in our lives. And that is it. That is what I believe is true, that this is a daily process, and it is multiple times a day process, and it's talking to Him, walking with Him, expressing to Him, listening to Him, and actually going, all right, Lord, here it is. I submit so that I can actually get out of the flipping way to let Him do what He needs to do. Now, will he do what he wants to do? Yes. I'm not in control of that. I'm just saying that I'm going to be able to see the path a lot clearer, and I'm going to have more peace and knowing if I just go, hands up, I'm out, it's yours, Lord. I'm going to keep bringing it to you, and I'm going to know that it's going to come up in my heart and my life, whether it's this concern that I have for my children, or concern inside of my marriage, or a relationship with alcohol, or being laid off and not finding a job, whatever this is. He doesn't say, just sit down, but you have to submit as you're taking action. So here's a couple of other things. You can do a lot of research out there, and you can look up faith-based recovery. You can look up how to help with any sort of habits or hang-ups or addictions or whatever we want to call them. And there's guidelines, especially when you do believe in God and you believe that he is the creator and you have a relationship with Jesus, right? So they're going to say a lot of things like prayer and meditation, you know, seeking support, spiritual support, whether it's a mentor or a preacher or a teacher, and just creating that spiritual practice. They talk a lot about control, surrendering control, a community, finding meaning and a purpose, self-reflection, focusing on your healing, spending time over the healing, and developing new coping strategies and finding professional support. So I'm going to talk about a few of these, my top few that I think have been the most important for me and that I believe is going to be a huge thing for you. And I'm going to just go over them quickly today. I highly believe that prayer and meditation is where it's at. And that's not just praying and meditation, but being in His Word and spending time with Him regularly. And that looks different for all of us. There is no rule. There's no rhyme. It could be 10 minutes for you. It could be 30 minutes for you. What I can tell you will not do is if you make it, it has to be perfect, or you feel like I have to do this every single day and I can't miss a day, then what's going to happen is you're going to give up and you're not going to do it. Just start with one day. Just start with today, saying, all right, Lord, let me just go to my Bible app on my phone and look up something I'm struggling with. There are some great ones on there that you can find and read scripture in a devotion and then sit with it. Maybe write the scripture out in your notes, but just sit with it and see what He wants to say to you today. There has been so many times that I am picking up my phone and I'm getting on the Bible app, and it's like that devotion and that scripture is exactly what I needed that day, and I didn't even know I needed it, because either something was going to shift later in the day that I could look back and go, oh my goodness, ain't God good? Look what He showed me this morning. Or maybe something had been happening throughout the week. I had a huge breakthrough last weekend about some stuff I had been struggling with, where the controlling part of me, she was popping up again in several different areas. And it was just tricky because I have learned how to not lead in that. But I noticed that I had been feeling some pressure, allowing myself to be a little bit more overwhelmed. And I started trying to control stuff. And I was like, what is going on? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I struggling with anxiety? And it was just like He was showing me in all these areas. He said, look, you've allowed yourself to step back into the control and have this story around what this means to you. Now, I'm not going to dive into this now, but I might share it with you later. But that's a huge one for me. Well, 99.9 of us in this journey of going to alcohol for coping, we have control issues. All of us do, whether it's specifically or just in general, how we feel like we've got to have control of certain things and certain people. So that's going to be my next one I'm going to touch on. We have to recognize our limitations. We have to recognize that we are not in control. And there's a lot to that. Yes, we can sit with this and go, okay, I know I'm not in control and I can't make that happen. But a lot of what I had to learn through coaching and discovery was why I felt like I needed to control. Why I felt like that I didn't feel safe and secure in who I was or in life in general if I wasn't controlling the outcome of people, how they behaved, how they treated me, how they thought of me. Man, just so many things, and it's exhausting. So that's another one. I highly recommend you find a community, whether it's people that are actually struggling with the same things or just some sort of supportive friendship or community. Self-reflection is huge. We cannot go through this life and expect to grow and walk inside of the woman that God's calling us to be if we're not even slowing down and reflecting and recognizing, like, okay, what's going on inside of me today? What choices did I make? What do I want to do different tomorrow? What am I struggling with? What did I notice about my attitude? Just reflecting. Ooh, notice where I didn't try to control this. I really just listened to my child, or I let them find solutions. Really have to do some self-reflection. And then I also believe professional support. Now, some of you will be just fine. There's lots of humans on this planet. And some people can listen to podcasts and buy the course. By the way, if that's you, you can always do the Stop Ever Drinking Roadmap and walk through this and still have community and connection. And you'll be able to grow and develop depending on where you are. And I also believe, and that's still professional support because you're getting it from me who created the course, and you'll get the community as well if you choose to do that and show up in there. And some people, like myself, I needed more. You may need more to have someone who has had experience and is able to support you in that way. And that's just true. Because like I said in the beginning, I mean, faith is always first. God is always first. We have to surrender or submit because He's the one that actually will open up the opportunity for you to create time for you, the financial ability for you, the desire for you. He's the one that's got to open that up so you'll say yes to yourself to even send me an email or go check out a therapist, you know, connect in that way. That He has to come first, because if not, you're not in obedience to Him, and He's going to show you what you need to do next. Okay? So I hope this encourages you, but I want you to hear this message and just go, okay, I want to check in. I want you to say, all right, self, Michelle, where am I refusing to submit to the Lord? What areas am I refusing to submit or surrender? And if I were to have to write this on paper or explain it to someone, how would I know how to tell them what this looks like for me in my life? Because a lot of times these spiritual things, because we are spiritual and we are emotional, we can feel this. That's why I want you to pay attention to that. But our brains, it's hard to intellectualize it, and that's okay. If you're like, oh, I can't really explain it, that's okay. I just want you to try. Because mainly that's for you to recognize, like, oh, when I feel this openness in my chest, and I feel there's just this clarity I have in my mind, that's when I know I'm surrendered. That's when I know God's speaking to me. That's when I know I get to make this next decision. You know what that feels like for you. I can't tell you that. I can only express what it feels like for me. So I just think that this is helpful for you to really look and go, am I surrendering? Am I submitting? Okay. In what areas am I? What areas am I not? How can I do some self-reflection over here? How can I really check in? Like, how will I know? And it might just be, Lord, I'm struggling. And I don't really know. Am I surrendering to you? Am I submitting to you? Will you kind of show me? Just kind of start highlighting some areas in my life where you see that I might be struggling. I need that from you. And He will do that. Okay? I love you. Have a great week. And talk soon. Hey friend, before you go, I want to make sure that you know about the free masterclass that is available for you. It's the 5 steps to help you stop overdrinking without stress and overwhelm. Download it for free today at setfreesisterhood.com/masterclass. I would love for you to come join the Facebook community too. I will put the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to see what support would look like so that you could start walking out your future of being alcohol-free and stepping into the woman who God is calling you to be, email me at michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Until next time, stay blessed.